Hi there, I'm Kate McClellan, and I've been a professional wedding planner for over 20 years now. I started Planning Collective when I noticed that though most couples are super excited about getting engaged, they quickly feel overwhelmed and intimidated by the actual process of planning their weddings. If left unchecked, this can lead to massive burnout and the urge to scrap all your plans and just elope. While this is totally normal, you don't have to sacrifice your sanity for your dream wedding. In the Wedding Planning Collective podcast, I'm going to share the processes, tips, and tools that all engaged couples like you need to feel confident, supported, and excited about your wedding plans again. Let's get started. Hey there, before we get to the episode, I have a quick question for you. Have you been unsuccessfully trying to shake that feeling that you're forgetting something when it comes to your wedding? You've got the Knot app and you've downloaded countless other planning checklists, but you just can't get rid of that sneaking suspicion that there's something you don't know yet. It's a very common feeling when it comes to wedding planning. So much so that I decided to put together a free resource to help get rid of what I call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. Yes, it does include that 12-month task checklist, but that's just the start. In addition to the ultimate wedding planning checklist, my new Don't Forget list also includes a wedding vendor checklist, your shopping list, a packing list for the wedding weekend, and a complete wedding item setup list to make sure that you are truly not forgetting anything when it comes to your wedding. And you heard me right. This list is free for you to grab right now. Just head over to planningcollective.com/forgetting and it's all yours. That's planningcollective.com/FORGETTING and let's get rid of that FOWO together. All right, let's get on to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today's episode is a special one because I am pulling back the curtain to share some of the wildest wedding day curveballs that I have encountered over the years, along with some practical tips on how to handle any surprises that might come your way on your wedding day. Before we dive in, though, I want to stress that these stories made the cut because they are not normal. I don't want you to panic or assume something this extreme will happen on your wedding day. Remember, I have been doing this for over 20 years, so of course I'm going to have a couple of stories. 99% of our weddings go off without any significant issues, and as you'll see, often when there are significant issues, it is Mother Nature related where we couldn't control the weather. The reality is, something will go off plan on your wedding day. Most of the time, it is something rather minor, like a missing charger plate, maybe the napkins show up the wrong color, all things that having a professional coordinator, even a day of coordinator, will help you navigate through. But every once in a while, there are major things like a tornado warning during your first dance. Yes, that actually did happen. And the key is knowing how to handle it so it doesn't ruin the whole day. After I share these stories, I'm going to break down the common themes and give you some actionable tips so that no matter what happens on your wedding day, you're going to be prepared, calm, and ready to enjoy the day. All right. Let's get into it. The first story, let's call the greenhouse effect, a clear top tent gone wrong. So I'm based in the Detroit area, and usually spring weddings in Michigan are amazing. The weather is finally warming up, and couples and the guests are just so excited to be outside again after a long winter. And that's exactly why one of my couples chose the first weekend in June for their backyard wedding. They had their heart set on a clear top tent, which, if you're unfamiliar, has the same structure as a regular wedding tent, but with a transparent roof so you can see the sky. They are absolutely stunning, but they can create almost like a greenhouse effect, meaning if you get full sun, it turns into an actual oven underneath it. Early June here in Michigan, we're usually in the mid-60s, maybe low 70s. So we weren't really worried about this. In fact, we were more worried about how cold it might feel later in the evening as we lost the sun and it got cooler at night. So believe it or not, we actually had heaters on reserve for the evening portion of the day, or even if we got weather that was a little bit too cold throughout the day. Well, Mother Nature decided to give us record-breaking heat. We're talking mid-90s, first thing in the morning, without a single cloud in the sky. If you're from Texas or Florida or Louisiana, this might sound normal, but for Michigan in early June, it is very extreme. The problem started pretty early. The setup team, including myself, struggled with heat exhaustion. I had plenty of water and tried to take lots of breaks, but looking back, I was definitely feeling the early signs of heat stroke. Our florist had to completely rearrange their timeline because the flowers would have wilted totally under the heat if they had started setting up when they wanted to. And perhaps the most tragic, the beautiful colored tapered candles melted into a sad, droopy blob that we couldn't even light. Despite all of this, the wedding was gorgeous and the couple and the guests had an amazing time. We knew that this heat was coming, so we had plenty of staff to make sure that we had time for water breaks and to get inside the house to cool down a little bit. But if you are considering a clear top tent in the summer, think twice unless you have tree coverage or something that really gives you shade. For this particular wedding, we had discussed possibly draping the tent, but of course, draping takes away the beauty of a clear top tent. And if you are having an outdoor wedding in warm weather, make sure that you have a setup team that is not just yourself or your family. Heat exhaustion is no joke, and you want to actually enjoy your wedding day, not recover from it. Like I said, even with lots of breaks and making sure that we were drinking lots of water, there were definitely a few moments where I was not feeling myself, and I'm so glad we prepared and had a good team to help make it through. Story number two is a wedding dress emergency where we were sewing the bride into her dress. Now, this is the actual nightmare scenario that brides and wedding planners fear. The zipper on the wedding dress completely broke on the morning of the wedding. This couple had a morning ceremony. We were doing a brunch reception, so hair and makeup were starting very early. We were just about to do the first look with the bride and groom when I got pulled aside with the dreaded words, "Kate, something's wrong with the bride's dress." I walk into the bridal room and find that the entire zipper was busted. Not just stuck, completely broken, ripped, unfixable. Cue the panic. Now, I always have a sewing kit in my emergency kit, of course, but this wasn't just like a loose button or a small tear. That's what we normally use a sewing kit for. This was a major fix. With no other option, we literally had to sew the bride into her dress. It was a Sunday morning, so no shops or alteration companies were open yet, so we just had to make it work. Thankfully, the bride had the best attitude. She was able to laugh about it, even though I know she was stressed, and we made it work. It took us a while, and I definitely had some calloused fingers trying to work a regular sewing needle through a beaded corset wedding gown, but she rocked it for the ceremony, and we carefully cut her out of the dress at the end of the night. So you bet I did add a heavy-duty sewing needle to my kit to make sure that if we're in this situation again, we're not tearing our fingers apart with the normal sewing needle, that we can get through the fabric of a wedding gown. Story number three, tornado warning during the first dance. Another one of those worst case scenario wedding day fears, and this one did actually happen. The bride and groom were in the middle of their first dance in a tent outside of a beautiful mansion venue. Thought I heard tornado sirens, and so I stepped outside of the tent just to confirm. I saw the security guard from the venue making his way to the tent, coming to let everybody know that we had to move inside. After looking at the radar, I knew that we weren't in imminent danger. There was a tornado or severe storms, but it was still a ways away from where we were. However, the venue was on a university property, so they had to take anything like this with extreme caution. I was able to talk the venue security team into letting the bride and groom finish their formal dances, and then we quickly moved the guests inside and had a makeshift dance party while we waited for the all clear. Amazingly, the couple stayed calm, and they even took the opportunity to finish eating while the guests were dancing downstairs. About 20 minutes later, we were moving everything back outside, and the party continued. The tip here, always have a weather backup plan. In this case, we knew we had a very secure indoor space that was right there and could fully accommodate our guest count. Otherwise, I wouldn't have played around with keeping the guests outside. If you're in a climate where the weather can vary so greatly or you can't guarantee that you're going to have sun, make sure that you have that backup plan, even if you don't think you're going to need it. We've had hundreds of weddings at this location and never had an issue. And most importantly, remember your attitude sets the tone for your guests. This couple handled this scenario better than I could have imagined. Similar to the bride with the ripped dress, there are certain things that you just kind of have to roll with it. And the final story is a corset dress that made the bride sick. On this particular day, the bride had a stunning corset dress. The problem was, even though she was teeny tiny, by cocktail hour, after wearing this dress for 6+ hours, she was starting to feel super nauseous. We loosened up the corset to give her some relief while the guests were in cocktail hour, but every time we tightened it back up, she felt sick again. She barely made it through her first dance before she ran back to the bridal room and was sick. Luckily, she did have a second dress that she planned on wearing for dancing, so we were able to have her change into that a little bit earlier than planned so she was able to feel better. It made a huge difference, and she finished out the rest of the formal dances with her dad in this second dress. So while you're in your fittings for your dress, make sure that you're able to move around, sit down, and feel comfortable in your dress for hours. If you are worried that it is going to be too tight, but you want to just power through, I recommend having a backup dress just in case so that you don't ruin your wedding because you're feeling nauseous or sick. Your backup dress does not have to be at the level of another wedding gown. It can be a white dress that you find at a department store or something that you can even return if you don't end up needing it. Okay, so what are some final thoughts on how to handle wedding day curveballs? Remember, I am not sharing these stories with you to terrify you. These are the crazy stories I have after 20+ years, but I want to remind you that things will go off plan on your wedding day. It doesn't matter how much time or money you put into it, there is going to be something that goes off plan. Now, having a coordinator, again, even a day of coordinator, will help make sure that you are not the one that has to deal with these little things that go off plan. In certain situations, the only thing you can control is your attitude and how you react in those moments. At the end of the day, here's my advice. Accept that something small will go wrong. And if it's something big, you'll still get through it. Trust your vendors. This is why you're hiring professionals. They've seen it all and they will help fix the things that go wrong behind the scenes. And finally, let go of the thought of perfection. At the end of the day, you'll be married and that's what truly matters. If the DJ messes up and plays the wrong intro song, you'll still have an amazing reception. Remember, two things can be true at the same time. You can have a tornado warning go off during your first dance and still have an amazing wedding reception. Your wedding dress can break right before your ceremony, and you can still look stunning in every photo. The candles can melt and create a mess, and you can still have a gorgeous reception. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of the wedding day curveballs or nightmares that have been keeping you up? Head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group and let's talk about it. I promise, venting about it will make you feel better. And if you found this episode helpful, please take a second to rate and review. It means so much to me and it helps other couples find the wedding planning tips they need. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode.